we call it?
Roasting ears.
Okay. What about something that's orange? People make jack-o'-lanterns out of them for Halloween.
Pumpkins.
Okay. And another vegetable that's usually yellow. It's got a crooked neck to it.
Squash.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about different kinds of melons that you grow around here?
Watermelons and cantaloupe. Is that a melon?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the only two I know.
You ever heard people talk about a muskmelon or mushmelon?
Mushmelon, I've heard of that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about these things that sometimes come up wild in your front yard? They look like a little umbrella that's open.
Mushroom?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Ever heard of another name for them?
Toadstool or something like that.
Is there a difference?
No, I don't think so.
Say if a man has a real sore throat, he might say something like, well, I'd like to eat that steak, but I just couldn't
swallow it, I guess.
Mm-hmm, all right. And things that people smoke. Some people might smoke
cigarettes or cigar or pipe.
Okay. Say if somebody was, some people were at a party and somebody sat down at the piano and maybe a few people gathered around and started
singing.
Yeah, if somebody told a joke, maybe all the people would begin
to laugh.
Okay. Singing or
laughing.
Right. Say if this expression, if somebody offered to do you a favor, you might say, well, I appreciate it, but I just don't want to be to you.
Oh, burden. No, I'm not bother you with it or something.
Okay. Would you ever say something like, I don't want to be obligated?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That would be
obligated.
Okay. Say if somebody asks you to do something and you are able to do it, you might say, sure, I do that.
I don't know.
Just one word begins with C. Sure,
I could do that.
Or three-letter
word.
I
can do that.
Sure. But if you're not able to, you might say, sorry, but I just
can't.
Okay. What about if a farmer's looking at his corn and this year it's unusually short? He might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it'd be taller.
Should be taller.
Okay. Or say if somebody's mother is getting on her son, she might tell him, well, now you're not doing what you to do.
Ought to be.
Okay. What about the negative of that? Maybe if a boy got a whipping, you might say, well, I bet he did something he
ought not to do.
Okay.
Ought not to do that. All right.
If you were refusing to do something in a strong way, you might say, well, I don't care how many times you ask me to do that, I just do it.
Won't do it.
Talking about some more animals, what about a bird that's supposed to be able to see in the dark and makes a hooting noise?
An owl.
Yeah. Do you know about different types around here?
Just a hoot owl, that's all I've ever heard.
Yeah. You ever heard of a small one? It's got kind of a high-pitched voice. Almost sounds like a baby crying. Screech owl?
I've heard of a screech owl, yeah.
Okay. And what about a bird that drills holes in trees?
A woodpecker.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And an animal that's got a white stripe down the middle of its back and smell bad.
Oh, a skunk.
Yeah. Another name for
him? That's all I know.
Polecat? Civet cat?
I've heard of a polecat, but I don't know it's the same thing as a skunk.
Okay. What about a general word for animals that are bad about getting in your chicken house and killing your chickens? The farmer might say, I'm going to get my gun and take care of those.
I don't know. I always think of a fox going after a chicken.
Sure.
That's all I know.